call is now being recorded.
Hi, all. This is John Heerdink at the Groundwork Forum podcast. Thanks again for listening. And we once again have Stephen Quay, that's a doctor that's also the CEO and chairman of Atossa Genetics based in Seattle, that's focused on finding innovative treatments for the treatment of breast cancer. This company trades under the symbol on the NASDAQ, ATOS. Stephen, please say hello, and once again, tell us a little bit about your background and also your work at Atossa.
Well, hi, John. It's great to be talking to you and to your listeners here. So, I grew up in Michigan and went to the University of Michigan for my medical degree and a PhD in chemistry. Did a residency at the Harvard Teaching Hospital, the Mass General, in Boston. And at night was across the river in Cambridge at MIT doing photochemistry with a Nobel Prize winner in the chemistry department there. Taught at Stanford for about a decade when I took a turn to commercialize the gadolinium that I had invented for magnetic resonance imaging, MRI imaging. Used about 70 million times now to look for brain tumors and spine tumors and multiple sclerosis and other kinds of lesions. So fast forward, Atossa is now my sixth company. I've invented five drugs total that are FDA approved and have 87 patents in the area. But despite my background, I think Atossa is going to be the most important thing I've done in contributing here to preventing and treating breast cancer, breast conditions, including gynecomastia in men. So, John, it's great to be here, and I enjoy talking to your listeners about a new topic.
Definitely. Well, thanks again, Stephen. It's truly an honor, and I don't say that lightly, to speak to you, and it's just amazing to think about all of the people that you've had a positive influence on through your work. It's truly incredible and humbling when you stop to think about it. If someone hasn't said it lately, thank you for your work, and I'm excited about what you're doing here at Atossa, and look forward to speaking about another topic here with you. Today's topic, everyone, is intraductal immunology. We're also going to touch a little bit about CAR T therapy. So maybe, Stephen, can you start with just introducing those two topics and letting us, giving us a definition of those?
Absolutely, John. No, and I appreciate your compliments there. So there's a buzzword going around in medicine and on the news and that sort of thing. It's personalized medicine. And I guess I'm a little old school because I've always thought when you have a doctor and a patient in a room with the door closed, it's personalized medicine. But What they're meaning by that is actually something quite revolutionary. It's taking known properties of a disease in a particular patient that are probably unique to that patient, and no other patient has the exact same disease, and coming up with a therapy that's pinpointed, laser focused on that condition. So in cancer, this is a wonderful opportunity, though it's fraught with a lot of obstacles, because at the molecular level, so at the level of your genes, there are no two cancers that are the same. So just like there are no two people that have the same genetics, even identical twins have different methylation patterns in their DNA, but cancers also. So while you can have a cancer arising in the breast, there are 250,000 different breast cancers every year in the 250,000 women that get it. They have commonalities, of course, and that's the only basis that we've had using old school medicine. So three out of four of them are driven by estrogen. Now, they have a lot of other differences, but three out of four have that one driver in common. And so anti-estrogens have been phenomenal in helping, those ladies. There's a kind of tumor, kind of breast cancer that's truly insidious and evil. And it's called triple negative cancer. So that implies that there's three things missing. And in fact, what it's missing is it's not being driven by estrogen. It's not being driven by progesterone. And it's not being driven by a growth factor called epidermal growth factor or HER2-new. Those are the two laboratory names for that. And those drive, about 90 to 95% of breast cancers. But 5 to 10 are this triple negative. And almost each one has a different kind of driver. And they're quite bad. They happen at a younger age, often in their 30s or early 40s. They're more prevalent in African-American women than in other races. They commonly follow, a delivery of a baby. And unfortunately can often generate a widower in 2 years, 3 years. So our focus at ATOSA on intraductal immuno-oncology is in this triple negative breast cancer space. So the personalized medicine approach arises from understanding in immunology where we can identify what is immunologically different about the cancer, why the cancer doesn't look like your own cells, and then we can take that information, the information around those differences, and teach your immune cell in the immune cells in the laboratory to recognize it and to be really angry and to kill things that have that particular difference. And then you can put them back in the body. When cancers arise in the bloodstream, you can take out blood cells and you can identify what the differences are, and you can take out T cells from the blood. And you can modify those T cells with what are called chimeric antigens, and having chimeric antigen receptors. So that's where that CART comes from in the investment community, chimeric antigen receptor T cells. And when you put those educated T cells back into the bloodstream where the cancer is, they are really potent. They are really effective. They can take people who don't have many options and many weeks to live and turn it around for them. Now they have side effects because they're going into the bloodstream, and they can set off too much immune reaction, and sometimes the immune reaction can be very, very harmful or even kill the patient. So it's a double-edged sword, as we often have in so much of medicine. But for cancers in the blood, taking those cancers out and educating the patient's own cells about those cancers and putting those same cells back into the bloodstream where the cancer is has been very effective. Okay, let's flip over to solid tumors like breast cancer, which is, breast, colon, lung, prostate are all what are called solid tumors. They don't exist in the bloodstream. They exist in an organ, and that organ is several layers away from the bloodstream. It's sort of like Albany is to New York City. New York City's on the Atlantic Ocean, but Albany's kind of on a tributary called the Hudson River, kind of, a ways away, and it's not necessarily easy to get cargo from the Atlantic Ocean, to Albany. Likewise, it's not easy to get CAR T-modified cells to breast cancer. And this is one of the reasons ATOSA believes that solid tumor immuno-oncology has been less than effective. Our solution is that we have patented intraductal catheters and clearances and the like, which allow us to introduce cells into the natural pathway in the breast that begins at the nipple and goes back to the breast tissue where the cancer is arising. So in an office procedure, the nipple is anesthetized, so there's no feeling. And then the catheter is introduced into one of the chambers, one of the ducts where milk normally comes out when a woman is lactating, and cells can be infused to attack the cancer in very high number. Some of the advantages is we probably need 1% of the number of cells that are used when you give CAR T immunotherapy into the bloodstream. This has immense implications for the cost of these processes, which can run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, largely because you have to grow so many cells in the laboratory to fill the 4 liters of vascular space you have with enough effective cells. The space in the ducts is a virtual space, and it's probably 2 milliliters to 10 milliliters. So it's 2 to 3 orders of magnitude less space than the bloodstream. So you need correspondingly fewer cells. So this is our program. So that's the science behind it. Let's talk about ATOSA's approach as a business, of course. is, you know, a couple of key points. We are not, number one, we are not immunologists. There are lots of really good immunologists in the world, including one of our advisors, Carl Novina, an associate professor at Dana-Farber Cancer Center at Harvard Medical School, who is advising us on the immunology process here. So our approach is to validate the introductory delivery of modified cells in preclinical models and in clinical models, and to have smart folks like Carl and others help us with the immunology of what we should be introducing there, with the idea of partnering at an early stage this program for personalized medicine in triple-negative women who have breast cancer and have a few other good options. Let me pause and see if that generates any questions, John.
Well, you know, you said a lot there, and this program is truly exciting. You know, in the marketplace, also speaking the business aspect and or the investment aspect, we've seen big pharma become extremely interested in CAR T development programs, evidenced by a couple key buyouts in the last year, one of Kite Pharma for $12 billion. And the other was Juno for about $9 billion, I believe, in the January, earlier this year. Can you speak to a little bit about that interest, why they would be so interested in this, and why they're being this aggressive, evidenced by these acquisitions?
Yeah, I think it's the testament to the somewhat hope and somewhat belief and somewhat documented evidence that this truly can put a completely new chapter on cancer treatment. It is difficult to make these reagent cells and that, but my own personal scientific background and belief is that you have to fight a cellular process like cancer with a cellular process of its own. You know, it's sort of foot soldier to foot soldier, and then putting small molecules, little tiny molecules, or even antibodies, which are a little bit bigger, up against a huge cell that's cancerous, is never going to win the day long term. So this to me is the first time we're given an opportunity to have a fair fight with cancer, and I feel like the industry feels like, you know, we can finally, conquer this horrible condition. So we're pleased to be a small part of it. We're focused only on breast cancer, no other cancers really. And it's our introductory approach, putting the right cells at the right place at the right time to affect the breast cancer in the way that we hope.
That's fantastic. Well, it makes sense. It's a logical approach. When should we expect to learn more about your specific programs? You know, is there any key milestones that are coming up this fall, or how should we look at, how do we take a closer look at what you're doing specifically there?
Well, yeah, sure. So I have a three-step strategic process here. You should watch for public indications of progress against those three. One is the development of a preclinical model that allows us to test a number of different potential immunologic approaches in a model that can give data that has been validated in the past with human trials. It's some human trials looking at what are some of the logistics around delivering cells into the breast, and what is the trafficking of those cells through the breast, out of the breast, into the body. And finally, it's advancing the development of our proprietary patent position. As I think I've indicated here, I have 87 patents and won about 4 litigations and people who've tried to infringe my patent estate. So one of the things we want to do is sort of create a patent wall around this work for the you know, the benefit of Atossa and its stakeholders and shareholders in the process going forward, partnering our efforts here. So progress on all three of those, preclinical, clinical, and the patent estate, should be watched for.
Okay. Well, thank you, Stephen. Is there anything that you would add about this program, or anything else you're working on currently?
Well, no. I think I'd welcome you to go to John's website, where he has some articles about us, or our website. You know, we truly are focused on breast conditions, primarily breast cancer, but also have programs in prevention of breast cancer, not just the treatment, and in preventing a breast condition in men called gynecomastia, which is cosmetically very, very disturbing and is a condition in about 10 million men in America. So in terms of being, you know, a one-stop shop for products in the broad space of breast conditions, breast cancer, and the prevention of breast cancer, I think we're the only company in the world that has this broad a portfolio. So I'd welcome you to go to our websites or John's and learn more about what we're up to.
Definitely. Well, thanks again, Stephen. And remind you all, the Groundwork Forum is hosted on the Vista Partners website. And at Vista Partners, we cover many exciting companies on the Dow 30, as well, like Merck in the healthcare space, as well as some emerging growth companies like Atossa Genetics. Just go to the coverage section at the website, www.vistapglobal.com. And go to the coverage section, and we're actually featuring Atossa, and there's links to back to their website as well as to their financial filings, videos of Stephen speaking about, you know, the work he's doing at Atossa and beyond. There's some sell-side commentary there and news from around the web about Atossa. So thanks again, Stephen. Look forward to speaking to you again and to learning more and seeing all the evidence against these programs, how well you're proceeding and against these milestones. And we look forward to hearing from you very soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.